Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. As promised, let's go right to Foxborough here from the head coach, Jerod Mayo, maybe with a big quarterback announcement.
You know, last couple of days have been pretty difficult as far as cut down day is concerned. It's tough on the players. It's tough on their families. And it's also tough on the coaches in the scouting department. We all understand the business part of it. It's still very fluid as far as, you know, the practice squad and our roster as a whole. But at the same time, you know, I told the players privately that I'm very thankful for their professionalism and understanding the business part, and I want to make sure I express it here publicly as well. Those guys just they handled the news like true professionals, and I'm very appreciative of it. You know, that was my first time doing it, but like I said, it was very difficult. Looking forward to, you know, putting the rest of the roster together, the practice squad, and then really just looking forward to getting the team ready to go against Cincinnati. This week for us, it's really about just getting the Patriots better, and then next week it'll be about preparing for a game.
Brad, can you give us any information on who you're starting quarterback?
Yeah, so, you know, I know everyone wants to know that. I'm going to talk to the individual players tomorrow. I'm going to have a team meeting tomorrow, and then I'll get it to you guys.
Okay, I think we're done here. I think that's all we need. That's all right. That's it?
So they're going to talk to the individual players, meaning Jacoby Brissett and Drake May don't know who the starter is.
Allegedly, yeah.
Well, if you base it off of just
Yes. Taking it at face value, yes.
And he wants to tell the team. This was also one of the reasons why we thought we didn't hear it Monday. Like, he didn't just tell Greg, or this is why we didn't hear it yesterday. Right? It was an off day yesterday, I believe. So he wanted to get the team in together. So you couldn't tell him today before you had this long scheduled 1:15 press conference?
Clearly not. He had tons of guys he had to talk to. They all took it like men when he cut them on Sunday.
Yes, we've made a decision. Just haven't communicated. And honestly, I want those guys to hear it first from me before they hear it from someone else.
Right.
We've made a decision, which is no surprise. He even said that before. It's not his decision.
Good point.
It's we've made a decision.
I don't get it. They're practicing at 3 o'clock. Why wouldn't you tell them today?
Tell the team today.
I know why they wouldn't tell him. And by the way, it's annoying. He gets up there and he goes, oh, practice squad, roster's fluid, cut down day. They all took it like men. This week's about us. Next week's about the Bengals. Blah, 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 blah. He waits for a question about it.
I was surprised by that.
Me too.
I thought it was going to be a part of the preamble.
That's annoying, but they practice today. I think Drake May's a starter.
Really? It's open. The door's open. The door's ajar.
Why else wouldn't you say it unless Drake May's the guy? We said this all day. We've said this all day.
Unless, gotta tell the troops.
Unless Brissett's hurt and they're waiting on, like, MRIs, I think May's the starter. I now think Drake May is the starting. Why else would you delay it?
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Well, this whole process has been wild. What's up is down. What's down is up. Jacoby's the starter. We don't have a starter. Jacoby's QB1. It's been all over the map. They're tweeting out a photo of his new jersey number. Like, there's a lot happening right now with this team. I think Jacoby's still the starter, but you have to feel like there's a chance anyway that Drake May is going to be the guy. If they haven't announced it yet, this quarterback controversy is continues. Now, he says they've made a decision, but you can't publicly say what it is yet because you're still dragging it out. You're still waiting to talk to everybody on the team before you announce it. Yeah, that is surprising to me. I thought we were going to get an answer today.
Maybe I need to hear it again. They're busy back there. I think they're still previewing some of what's going on. Do you have it? I want to hear this again, Nick. Somebody texted the show, 37937, that maybe he's going to tell everybody later today, like after. But let me just hear the wording one more time.
Can you give us any information on who you're starting quarterback?
Yeah, so, you know, I know everyone wants to know that. I'm going to talk to the individual players tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Thank you. That's what I thought I heard.
Tomorrow,
that's all I needed.
Tomorrow.
Right. So the texter said...
Some of the texters heard today.
No, and that's why I just wanted to double check that.
Yep.
He said tomorrow. They're at practice today!
Give me a heads up.
They've all been at the facility. Lord knows, they don't even practice until 3, which, by the way, we haven't even talked about this. That's pathetic.
It is odd.
That is just the softest thing I've ever heard of. For some... Keith, you know, you've worked nights, I've worked nights. Like, for somebody who worked that late in the day, by the time I got into work, I'm like, my God.
Yeah, it's like a college team that has class all day and then has to go and wait till the last class.
They've all been at the facility. They're probably just like, when is practice starting? For God's sakes, they're lying around the facility. They've had like 3 lunches. They've worked out.
You can't get a hold of Jacoby and Drake and talk to those guys?
So he's going to meet with them tomorrow. I just wanted to double check. That's what I heard. That's what I jotted down. That is what I heard. He's going to meet with them tomorrow.
He's basically, if you take him
it's Drake May
at his word, but Drake May still doesn't know.
The players
based
supposedly
on that,
don't. They know. They've made a decision.
They have, but they're like, we're not going to tell anybody, including you guys, which is fine. Like, whatever. You don't want to tell us, fine.
Do you think he has to meet with Elliot Wolf and Alex Van Pelt later today?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, guys, you know what?
Are you sure about this?
No. Just like right after practice. Hey, Gerard, after practice, why don't you come into our office? We'll tell you who the starter is.
Yeah, well, I bet they did tell him who it was.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure anymore.
You think Mayo said who it was?
No. You mean the players?
No. Van Pelt and Wolf told Mayo who's starting.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
we
yes.
agree on that.
Yeah, I just wonder if they were waiting till after practice to do it. But no, it's their call, I think. When it comes to...
it just kind of continues this offseason. The text line seems to really be enjoying it. They're like, what a joke. What an absolute joke. We don't have an answer yet. Like, who is the freaking quarterback?
Man, did we build that up.
Yeah.
All day, I'm like, we're going to get an announcement. So if not, this is chaos, I feel like.
Yep.
It feels like they're either afraid to make an announcement or there's not like universal agreement on what they're going to do. And so like that's its own story, and we can dive into that if you want. My main takeaway is, why would you delay the announcement unless you were doing something unexpected, which is Drake May? I mean, that's still right back where I am.
But even by like a day or two, I don't really get it. Like, what's the advantage of holding this out for another couple of days? Or just speaks to maybe a little bit of dysfunction. Like, you don't get all your ducks in a row. Like,
yeah.
You're still trying to figure this whole thing out. You want to talk to the players, which I get. I think, like, that part overall, like, just in a vacuum, I think that's good. I hate those stories when you hear players, these roster moves happen. Like, yeah, I read about it on Twitter. Or remember, like, the whole thing with Ime Udoka and the Celtics? They all learned about it, like, on ESPN or, like, Woj. Or, like, they didn't know that they were losing it. I like communicating with your players first, but it seems like you're dragging your feet.
Well,
it seems like you've had multiple opportunities to tell them what your decision was.
I'm curious if there's any reporting today.
And then now, like, you asked, at 10 o'clock, would we get the info before 1:15? I'm like, no, like, it's... made it this far, even the reporters that are in like the back pocket for the team, I think they would wait and let Gerard do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he says, we'll let you know tomorrow, Mayo doesn't have a press conference tomorrow, right? I don't think so.
Hang on, I just backed. He hasn't been talking on Thursday. Let me look.
So he's like, well, we're going to tell them tomorrow. So once you tell 100 guys or 53 guys plus all the coaches and everything else, it's probably going to get out. And
Mayo talks... Oh, that's Tuesday. I'm sorry. So, Mayo does not talk Thursday. Yeah. Mayo talks again Friday at 10:30 on the last schedule that I see.
So, all right. So Friday at 10:30, I feel like it becomes the last possible time for us to find out. But don't you think somebody has it tomorrow? I bet like Rappaport or Schefter has it tomorrow.
Well, here's what I wonder. And you can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. Your reaction to Gerard Mayo not telling us again. Like, we know. Ha ha. We're not telling you. And by the way, he was early again.
He's always early. We thought we timed it up like beautiful.
This is annoying. We said this earlier. Don't be too early to my party. Don't be too late to my party. It starts at a certain time.
If you want the presser to start at 1:10, have it start at 1:10. Just tell people it's 1:10.
They said it was 1:15. He was talking at like before 1:15.
Do you know what Hart?
That's,
I think it was Hart's
annoying.
Theory on this was that like if you start early, maybe not all the media members are there, and then you can also kind of like get out early. Like, there's not as many questions to be had. There's not as many reporters.
I already talked about that.
Yeah, and
as a reporter, you don't know. You're like, I wasn't here.
I missed this. Yeah,
you don't want to draw that attention on yourself.
This was to me the second most likely scenario, though. We went over it before. I thought the most likely was just Jacoby's the starter. Second, but a distant second was. We'll let you know later. And then third and
Drake
last
May.
Was Drake May.
Well, fourth was
Joe Milton.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, you cover all the bases.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fourth.
So, look, you can jump in on this. Your reaction to Gerard Mayo not telling us. Does it tell you anything about who the starting quarterback is? Why haven't they made an announcement? 617-779-7937. You can listen in to Andy Hart and Christian Arkin. They come your way today at 2 o'clock. They're scheduled to talk to the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora.
Big win last night.
At 2:30.
Needed
so mark that down. It was. When it comes to the decision, I've said I now think it's much more likely. I think it's Drake Mayo.
You've turned.
I don't have another theory.
Yep.
And I said early in the day, I'm like, astronomically, the chances increase in Drake May. Why else wouldn't you tell us? Who do you think the starting quarterback is? Still Brissett?
I think it's still Brissett. Good text saying that maybe he's afraid to say Jacoby because of all the different follow-up questions that could follow there. Like, you just said the other day, Drake's outperformed him. You said it was a competition.
I like this.
So then this
he needs to do, like, debate prep. He has to, like, he has to do, like, another extra day of debate prep.
I'm not ready to talk about this. Because, honestly, Mayo's probably thinking, too, like, this isn't my decision.
Right.
So now I have to answer for Van Pelt and Wolf's decision?
Yeah, can we watch
that? Why do I have to do that?
Guys, I know we're going to do this Wednesday. Can we do one more day of debate prep?
One more day, and then I'm not ready for this.
And then I'll make the announcement.
I still think it might be Jacoby, but I read into it this way, too. Like, if you're waiting this long, clearly you're not super confident or everybody's not on the same page or whatever to just straight up announce who it is. But if Jacoby ends up being the starter, it leaves the door open to he might not be week two. Like, you're so flimsy about it that you're going with Jacoby.
It's not a long leash.
If he doesn't look very good, even injury aside, if he's healthy but he doesn't look good, first home game rolls around, maybe Drake May is out there.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, well, week two doesn't make sense. Why would you start in week two if you weren't going to start in week one? Josh Allen's first start, week two. Justin Herbert's first start, week two.
Home opener.
Very different reasons.
Maybe Kraft's have input in that. I don't know.
Home opener. And Seattle's not good.
No, that's as soft of a landing spot you can probably find for Drake May on this schedule.
So that's what I think. The Jets, I was just pulling up the schedule. Jets are a short week, week three, right?
Yes.
So you're not.
Is that one primetime game?
Yeah, you're not going to do it there. I wouldn't.
That's a nice Jets team, too.
I don't respect the Jets all that much, but, like, I don't want his first game to be on a short week of prep.
Yeah, so they Sunday at 1 at Cincinnati, Sunday 1 home against Seattle, and then Thursday primetime at the Jets.
Yeah, so that's not
an
ideal.
And then you're at the Niners.
Right, so and Niners is not a good place to do it either.
No, but, like, there is no great place. Like you said, Seattle's the best of the bunch, but it's your first NFL game.
Well, I think week 1 is fine. I think week two,
no problem.
Week two is fine. I think week 5 and week 6, I know Andy Hart's big on this. I think that's the Dolphins and the Texans off the top of my head,
yes,
both home games.
Correct.
Those also make a lot of sense.
Yep.
So there's four opportunities in the first 6 weeks to get him in there, in my estimation. So we get to your feedback quickly. The only thing I was going to say about this, I wonder if there's reporting tonight about the players being like, what the hell are we doing? Reese, Perry, Curran, Giardi, Hart, whomever.
Because as you know, when the teams are bad, guys talk way more.
100%. And guys are just like we're not going to get a leak on who the starting quarterback is. Like, I don't think Mike Reese, no offense to his reporting chops, hashtag Scoops Keith.
Scoops could have it. You never know.
I don't think anybody's going to say, yeah, the Patriots haven't announced it yet, but the starting quarterback is X. I don't think we're going to get that report tonight. But we might get reports from guys close to players. Mm-hmm. Keep the DMs open there, Keith.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wide open.
Where it's like, what the hell are we doing?
What are we doing?
Fair question.
Why are we handling it this way? When are we going to commit to a quarterback? Why do we keep kicking the can down the road? Why are they making us wait till tomorrow? Why we show up to practice today? What the hell? Like, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we get some reporting in that vein tonight.
It's also just a weird spot to put the starter in. Be like, yeah, you won the job, but like barely, and we weren't really ready to announce it until the bitter end. Like, we're trying to be the last team to announce who the starting quarterback is. So, yeah, but although maybe we shouldn't look at it as such a surprise just based on how it's gone throughout camp, what Mayo has said, what he hasn't said, like what Elliott, like we keep hearing about a plan. And it's funny because Greg asked him, what was the plan? And in that answer, he immediately brought up Jacoby Brissett. He immediately brought up rookies who have struggled.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't be May.
No.
But, like, there are horror stories.
Yes.
Stiff snap.
It's kind of hard to keep it all straight. It really is. And so, also, the big difference this year, it's not just what they say and how open and honest they are, but for 20 years, you had one guy making all those decisions. Now you have 6, 8. They're all like, who has final? Like, I'm sure a lot of people have input, and a lot of people should have some input in who the starting quarterback should be. But who has the final decision?
That's different.
It's not Mayo, because with the roster, we know it's Elliott Wolf, because Elliott Wolf said it and Gerard Mayo said it. Who has final decision on the quarterback? Nobody's really said. They've all kind of went with the, well, it's a group, and like a lot of people have input. We've never heard straight up who has final say.
No.
Because just like the draft, somebody has to. There's a decent chance there's a tie or whatever else, or people aren't. It's never going to be unanimous, especially the more people you bring into your group, it won't be unanimous.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking the person with final say these days is Jonathan Kraft, which would be another check mark in Drake May's favor.
True.
What's the holdup? Why wouldn't they make an announcement today? You still think it's Brissett?
I think it's Brissett.
I now think it's Drake May, and that changed today. That changed with the lack of an announcement from Gerard Mayo
Yo, yeah.
in the last 15 minutes.